Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and happy New Year's, Christian patriots, the remnant. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. And welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And we also want to wish you a happy New Year's Day.
That's yes.
Wonderful.
Unbelievable. 2024.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think, a very, very challenging year.
Yep.
And that means opportunities to spread the gospel.
Yep.
And every day that the world's not blown up, we'll count it a blessing.
And just remember, if you feel like you've never really been great at evangelizing, remember this. This might help you a lot this year, that there are no atheists in foxholes.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So as we're heading into this year, this is going to be just huge. I mean, it's going to be like last year on steroids. And so get ready and hang on. Oh, my
you know,
gosh.
We were watching on Saturday, we were watching a presentation on Revelations, and it's amazing how at some point it's going to get so bad, worse than it's ever been, ever in history or ever will be. And at Christ's return, there will still be people that will curse him,
right,
shake their fist at him.
Right.
They will mourn at his return, not celebrate.
Right.
And wow, that's got to be quite a place for your soul to get to.
No kidding.
You know, and where you're still furious. But I think you can see how that could happen as you see this spirit that's just enveloping the world right now.
Right.
I mean, we've got people in the streets, hundreds and sometimes thousands, supporting Hamas, which is the same as supporting ISIS.
Right.
You know, And so you say, wow, how does humanity become that depraved where they're celebrating such evil and fighting any forces that are going up against that evil?
Right.
And so you can kind of get a glimpse of, you know, where we're headed. I mean, that's the trajectory that humanity is on.
Right. And
a portion of them.
Yeah. And the pastor that we were listening to, he made a really good point that this is all a spiritual battle, and what we see manifesting in our world is basically a manifestation of what's going on in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
And so when we see all of this, you know, this evil wickedness just happening everywhere, my gosh, that is truly what is going on in the demonic world right now.
Oh, yeah.
And no wonder it's becoming so prevalent as God is starting to lift his hand and allow the chaos to start to happen, so that by the time rapture comes, we're zipped out just in the nick of time,
right?
You know, and so I see that coming really fast. But you know, it's interesting because last night, even Pakistan banned New Year's Eve celebrations, they say, in solidarity with Gaza. Well, we would just like to comment that it's probably
right,
because they don't want any Hamas protests in Pakistan.
No kidding. Nobody wants the Palestinians. I mean, the Egyptians don't want them. The Saudis don't want them.
Right.
Nope. Libya, everybody's like, nope, 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 no Palestinians
no
here. Nope.
Yep.
Well, there's a reason for that. I
right,
mean, we've, and of course, Amir Sarfati has done a really good job of kind of pulling up some of the archives of what's happened to countries that let Palestinians in.
Right.
And they don't want anything to do with them.
Well, and that was what we saw yesterday happening all over the United States, where was these pro-Hamas demonstrations at New Year's Eve celebrations.
Yeah. Yep.
And so obviously Pakistan did the right thing. You know, I mean, that's really
right,
that's something. And that's kind of the name of the game with those people anyway. Any chance that they can have to ruin something good, that's exactly what they're going to do, especially if it affects any of the nations in Christendom, you know.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, there's a lot of other things that we're going to get to after the break as well. But before we do that, there was something unusual. There was an unidentified object that was seen ripping through the night sky in Southern California last week. And they even caught a little bit of it on video. And it looked to me like, I don't know, it looked like a huge missile coming in, but there were no explosions and there was no wreckage. And then, oddly enough, the same thing was just seen in Poland. It says here that on Friday, Poland reported an unidentified object had flown into its airspace from Ukraine, with the country's armed forces saying the incident could be linked to the massive Russian air attack on Ukraine. However, that wouldn't explain the same exact thing that came down in Southern California last week.
That's right.
So it kind of makes you wonder, what was that? What were both of those?
Well, the other thing, too, is that in Revelation it says, you know, in the end times, in the end days, if not hours, you're going to see supernatural things. There will be wonders in the heavens.
Right.
And so, you know, we fully expect, and they'll try to explain as much away as they can, but I really think we're going to see an uptick in the tempo of these type of supernatural phenomenon,
right?
You know, or unexplainable phenomenon. So hang on to your seats.
No kidding. Especially with the great deceiver on the loose, you know,
yes.
I mean, well, that could be multiple different sources. I mean, we're not talking about the mass media here.
Right, we're talking about the great deceiver. Yeah.
Right. Those,
the media is just the great deceiver's minions.
Right, his mouthpiece.
Right. Unbelievable. So, okay, so we'll get to the word of the day, but as tradition here, there's some holiday jokes.
That's right.
I got assigned a couple. I was like, no, I'm not reading that. I am not. Okay, I will.
No, all stop right. it. That's not true. Oh,
all right.
Okay,
so
we'll see.
All right. So you go with your first one.
Okay. Well, so, first of all, we all know that the first thing that happens on New Year's Day is everybody joins a gym, right? Apparently, gym memberships just skyrocket on January 1st. But here's the thing it shows that everybody that joins a gym for New Year's quits going within 2 weeks.
Right.
So isn't that something? just as a statistic to keep in the back of your mind.
Take 2 weeks off and then you'll be able to go back to the gym and you'll be able to get on the equipment
again. Right. If you're a regular member, find something else to do for a couple weeks. Well, okay. So we've got a New Year's joke here and goes like this. What is a New Year's resolution?
Self-deception.
Something that goes in one year and out the other.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Sometimes in one month and out the other.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So here we go. What is corn's favorite holiday?
What?
New Year's Eve.
There we go.
That's a corny joke.
Okay, there you go, right? Okay. So right back at you. What's a cow's favorite holiday?
I'd have to think about it. Say it's
Moo Year's Eve.
Moo Year's Eve, of course. Wow. Okay. So let's see. Here we go. Some astronauts wanted to have a New Year's party on the moon, but they didn't plan it in time.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, great.
All right. So there you go. There's your New Year's jokes.
That's
and
right.
So now we can get to the word of the day.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Grounded in God's word and every day because yikes.
Because that's, at this point, that is the only thing that matters anymore.
Really?
Yep. You know, and every single chance you get to share the gospel with somebody, like I said, remember, there's no atheists in foxholes. So this year, the field could be extremely ripe. And so,
sure
so
is.
Go ahead and plant the seeds. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday in first day of 2024 comes to us from Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 30, which reads under the title, To Live is Christ. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. And then under the title, Striving and Suffering for Christ. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. And that's it. And so that's perfect. That is actually, this was a random turning. And so that is perfect for a New Year's Day message.
It really
and
is.
And especially for this year in particular, because this year is not going to be like any of the other years. This is going to be, this is going to be pretty edgy, to say the least. And so if you have this idea, like it describes here in verse 21, where it says, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And also the whole idea that in verse 29, For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
Yes.
So both of those two sentences, those two verses right there, are extremely important for how you should be keeping an outlook of boldness, of willing to grab any opportunity to speak the gospel to somebody, to plant the seed, to bring them into the fold. Because like we've always said, what do you have to fear? I mean, they can kill you, but who cares? Absent from the body is present with the Lord. So you can't lose.
That's what he was saying. He's saying, you know, I'd far rather be with Christ.
Right.
But as long as I'm here, then, well, it means the fruit from my labor.
Right.
So that means we need to be laboring and producing fruit as long as we are here.
Right.
And if we're not, if you're taken out for any reason, if death comes to you, that's life with Christ.
Yep.
Forever, instantly.
You just basically, I hate to, you know, demean it by saying this, but it's basically the same thing. It's like you just won the lottery. You just entered into heaven for eternity. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's right. But as long and but until that happens, be fruitful.
That's right.
Yep. And that which is like we said, you know, 2024 or, you know, from this point forward, as long as we're here and until the as long as the Lord tarries, it's an opportunity for us.
Yep.
And it's an opportunity to labor and be fruitful.
Right.
So,
and
here
we go. Yeah, that's a fantastic New Year's resolution for all of us. Boy,
sure is.
To go about your business boldly.
Yeah.
And see how much you can bring in into the fold and you know, finish the race strong.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, so this one is the Philippians.
Yes, the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 30.
All right. Good. All right, that's so easy to say. I was like, well, in today's headlines, the Philippines are being bombed by the North Corinthians.
Yes.
Oh, wait, wrong.
It's close. Yeah. You almost had it.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break then. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level, and that is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute here on New Year's Day. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, welcoming in the remnant, the End Times crew, to our broadcast coming out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Also, you guys, if you don't have Telegram, it's an easy free app to download. You can look for us at The Morning Commute. There we are, The Morning Commute. And follow us, because that's where we put a lot of the links to the stories and articles that we cover and other things that we don't get time to get to in this 30-minute show. So there's a lot of great conversations taking place as well
Definitely.
Our listeners. Yeah,
yep.
Right. Well, Lady Liberty.
Yes, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where mm-hmm. the truth of God is black and white. And we've got some, you know, for New Year's Day, a little bit of a different schedule here. We wanted to, first of all, put out the call to prayer for a friend of ours named John, who has just recently come down with a case of shingles. And so yeah. So we want everyone to say a prayer for him, ask for the Lord to heal him instantly, just absolutely remove it from him completely, that he just reaches down and touches him, because God is good. And so yeah. We just wanted to put out that prayer for everyone, so that, you know, we've got all the more people that are willing to pray, the stronger it is.
That's right. And it works. It works. That's
definitely
God working through us. So
yep, that's right.
You know, the other thing too, I wanted to say, remember our troops that are serving overseas right now.
Yes.
Things are heating up. We've got a lot of, service members, including listeners, that are in some of these hot zones that are getting hit with missiles and artillery and drones and everything else in the Middle East and Syria and elsewhere. But we've got service members all over the world. Just remember them in your prayers as well. Keep them safe.
That's right. Pray yeah. for their safety, and that God keeps his hand over them and delivers them out of any trouble.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let them prevail over the enemies. So,
well, and one other thing that is unusual in our schedule for today, somebody posted on our Telegram channel, this most amazing little video clip. Now we're going to play the audio for you, but and we'll elaborate after you hear what this man has to say, because you wouldn't believe it unless you saw the video yourself. And of course, we'll repost that on our channel in the resources for today. But listen to what this guy has to say. This guy is just hunting, and so listen to his audio.
No, I was out hunting today. Come up on this old lake way back in the woods, and I saw an eagle all the way across it. You see the lake. And I said, Lord, I sure would like to get close to that eagle, because sometimes I feel like you don't always hear me. But if you hear me today, let me get close. I had a bald eagle land on my shoulder out here hunting. I don't think you can get no closer than that right there at all.
Yeah, I saw that video. Speaking of the Telegram channel, somebody posted it there.
Right, yeah, that was what I was saying.
Yeah. And well, what an amazing account.
Right. I mean, here we're talking about saying prayers for different people that are listeners to this show, because God hears us. God hears our prayers. And this is a great example. This man, as he says, it just doesn't get any closer than that. He pans his cell phone around, and there's the bald eagle sitting on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Still, he's just sitting there. He's facing backwards, but he's not going anywhere. And the guy's still talking, and he's filming him, and he's just sitting there perched on his shoulder.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No,
bald eagles don't do that.
No.
That's pretty amazing.
No, and the Lord does answer prayers. I mean, and for something like that, that's a very small thing for the Lord to do, but it shows that he's listening, that he's there with us all the time.
Yeah.
And so even when the Lord shows up in very small things, I just find that almost that much more endearing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't need the sea to be parted. You know,
right.
Sometimes we just need to know that he's there.
Yep. Those little ways that he does. And what's really cool is that people are able to share those experiences,
right. Yep.
You know, that others can share in that. And that's quite a testimony, really.
That's outstanding. I love stuff like that. And I think it was so important to not overlook it, because that just shows that God is with us all, and he does things for us all the time trying to reach us. So if we're paying attention, we'll see it.
That's right.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Right. Well, and so back to some of the rest of the news.
Oh, boo. Yes, I've been dragging my feet.
That's right. Resisting. Yep.
But, you know, there is there's a lot going on, and, you know, we need to right now North Korea is Amir Sarfati posted that North Korea has just put its military on alert to be prepared for war to begin at any moment.
That's right.
And there's a lot of saber rattling going on right now. And, you know, the sharks smell blood.
Right.
They see the United States getting weaker by the day. You know, we've got this transgender lieutenant colonel saying that transgenderism is a national security imperative.
Oh,
well,
brother.
It's a national security issue for sure, and it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly. That throws us under the bus big time.
Absolutely. And this is a great way to have the Lord lift his hand off of your nation, and we've been reading quite a bit about that with Israel. Last week we covered several days out of the book of Judges.
Right.
And we saw what happened when they failed to repent, when they rebelled against God, they wouldn't turn from their ways. What happened to them?
That's right. He will test people with their enemies.
That's right.
And so, yeah, also just in, Winnie the Pooh, Grandma Sea Cow, President 11,
oh, yeah,
says that China will surely be reunified as he addressed the nation in a New Year's speech. He also said China's ties with Russia had grown stronger in 2023. Yes, they most certainly had. And he's clearly waiting for the right moment to pounce, both he and their ally North Korea, as they're getting ready with their sights on Taiwan to just assume them back into China.
That's right.
That with that statement, we'll surely be reunified. And that is not okay.
Well, this is the time for them to make their move. And this is what we're very concerned about, because they do not want to face, they want to take Taiwan. They do not want to do it when Trump is in office.
Right.
And so now's the time to make their move, because the United States now has this military spread so thin.
Yep.
As things are escalating around the world, and Hezbollah is about ready to enter the conflict in a very major escalated way,
right?
Which is going to further exacerbate what's going on with Israel, and also that will encourage the surrounding nations to get involved in the fray,
right?
Which is going to prompt a UK-US response, which spreads us thinner. Plus, they see a weakness with this regime that's taken over the United States right now. And the southern border is a whole nother issue, that invasion which is going on right now.
Right. That was what I was going to mention, that with all the chaos happening, the biggest chaos example would definitely have to be the border, because like we've been describing this past few months, is they can drop the flag at any given second.
Right.
I mean, the second they need it to be, which is the unfortunate part of not knowing where all of these people are, because that gives them plenty of time to get positioned to where they need them to be strategically.
And if you just look at the Chinese alone, there's 40,000 of them estimated. Right. Right. There could be three times that amount.
Yeah, Trump was saying in a comment to Xi, he was saying, did you just send 60,000 troops over here,
right,
Xi?
You building an army?
Yeah, you building right. an army?
Well, yes, they are. Yep. And that doesn't count the Hamas, Hezbollah, and all the other terrorist, nations that have their people flooding into our country as well.
Yep.
So, we're in a great deal of danger right now. It's probably more than we've ever been.
That's right.
So pray for the Republic. Pray for Israel. Stay close to the Lord. Buy more ammo. Keep your head on a swivel.
That's right.
Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. Happy New Year's, everyone. And you all have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday. Blessings to all you Christian patriots out there.